He says, Torah of Yeshua, Amriso de Chachmiso Tuva. Heard that you're a great Sechokha. Eman li ma chazina b'chalmoi. Tell me, what do you think I'm going to dream about tonight? It was in the middle of daytime, and the caser asked him, what do you think I'm going to dream about tonight? Omalei, and as you do, as the caser was afraid very much of the pasoim, they were having mechome kineged, so Rabbi Yeshua told him, Omalei, chazis, I saw the meshach l'icha pasoi, that the pasoim like in a rule over you. The gav l'cho, they'll push you to do work. V'reya b'cho shkotzim b'chutri v'haba. They'll make you be a roya, take care of shkotzim. Mamisha, nisa animals, v'chutri v'haba, they'll be hitting you with a golden staff. So that's how much the pasoim are going to rule over you. Is hero kulil yema? He thought about it the whole day. It bothered him so much. He said, are the Persians not going to beat me up, make me work so much? He thought about it the whole day. Only Yurta came at night time, Chazi. He dreamt it. Because that was at Yeshua's Chachma. He knew that since he's going to think about it the whole day, Mistam at night, he'll dream about it. Omalei Shavamalka, another case, Shavamalka. Rashi Melech processes Lishmuel. Arisu de Chachmisa Tuva. Here also your big Chachamim. Emily, my Chazinu b'chalmoi. Tell me, what am I going to dream about tonight? Omalei Chazis, are you going to dream the Asoi Remoi, that the Romans are going to come, the Shovelachon, they're going to capture you, the Tokni Bechor, Kishaisa Bruchaisa the Haba, and they're going to make you grind up the pits of the dates in a golden grinder. Like you show how Choshev they are, the Romans, and they're going to make you work with them. That's what we told the Melech. So here are Kula Yoma, this Melech Pras thought about it the whole day. Oluyurta Chosi, at night time he dreamt about it. And since he thought about it the whole day, came at night he dreamt about it. Rashi, Yechayfu Osech Litcha and Garine tomorrow. They'll make you grind the pits of the dates. Shav Melech Pras. Vamor Bar Hedya Mavsha Chalmi Hevi. Bar Hedya, he was one of these people that was interpreter of dreams. What was the Maisa? Man the Yoyev Le'agu ever paid him off beforehand. Mif Shalei Le'mayusa. He interpreted the dream for a good interpretation. But Man the Yoyev Le'agu ever didn't give him money before. His master Le'griusa. He interpreted for the bad. Like the Gemara said before, a dream goes boss of the interpreter. So if he says it good, it'll come out good. If he says bad, it'll be bad. So it depends if you paid him or not. Mar Abayev Rava. They both went to ask him their dreams. Chazi Chalma. They both dreamt the dream. Abaye Yoyev Lezuzi. Abaye first paid him some money. For Rava Lo Yoyev Le. Rava held no, I'm not going to pay you. Didn't pay him any money. Is Amrile, they told him, they both told Bar Hedya, Agrina Bachalmim, we both dreamt in our dream, this Tosik. Sharcha Tavuach Le'necha. It's part of the Klolus that says in Devarim that Yishar will be Shkashacht in front of you. Le Rava Amale to Rava, Bar Hedya told him, Posid Ixcha, you should know your whole Hanasa is going to fall down the drain. You have Hefsid. You won't be able to eat. You're going to feel so bad that the panos is going to go so bad, you're not going to be able to eat. Rashi posted, your business is going to go bad. You're not going to be able to eat anything. You have such bad, you'll have such bad tzar about the business. Labaye, Tabaye told him, Rabaye dreamt the same posik. Labaye omaloch. You know your business is going to be doing so good. When you eat, you're not going to enjoy the food. Why? You're going to be so happy. You have such a good day. And panos, you're not going to have to eat. So the exact same dream. The Abaye paid him off. He meant a good dream. And the Rava never had a bad dream. And as always given. Since you're going to have such good panos, you're not going to want to eat. You're going to be filled up with your simcha alone. You're not going to have the panosa. Omal Amrile, they told him again, Akrim, we dreamt another dream, another posik. Could be the same dream, another posik. Bonim uvonos toilet, sauce in the middle of the kolola. Lerovo Omale kivishusa, like the posik means, they'll be captured, that the goyim are going to capture your children. Labayu Omale bintrecha nefishin, you're going to have a lot of sons and daughters. And your daughters are going to get married to other people. Since you're going to have so many daughters getting married to so many other people, it's going to look to you as if they went around and captured. So there'll be so many of them, like it was a bracha. Akron, they dreamt another posik, that the Abish will take away your children and give it to another amacher. All this is all part of the klola. Is Labayev Amalei Binchov Bintechom Nefishin. You're going to have a lot of children. At Omat, you're going to have a machlekes, you and your wife. Who should they get married to? You're going to want your daughters to get married to your Kroivim. The Omrin, your wife, is going to say, Lekriva. She's going to want your daughter to get married to her Kroivim. The Yachve Lecho, and she's going to win out. She's going to be fourth you. The Yehovcha Lehoin, Lekriva. And you're going to have to be masculine to let her get married to your wife's Kroivim. The Heve Kamacha, that's going to be the Kamacha. That's what your dream means. You'll have a lot of children, and get married to your wife's Mishpach, and not to your Mishpach. The Rav Amalei, to Rav, he said, he told him though, did they saw Shiva? You should know your wife is going to die. The Yosu Benel Bante Ladei Yisachrit, you're going to have to get married to a new wife, and your children are going to have a new mother. The Yomar Rav, Omer Rav Yom Yabarab, Omer Rav, my Dechsev, what does the Pesach say? V'necho v'noisecha nesunu liyam acher, the klola that your children will be given to another am, zu eishas av. That means that their mother will die and their father will get married to another mother, stepmother. That's called an amacher. It's a klala. Akrim b'chal min, they saw another pasuk in a dream. Lech echo b'simcha lachmacha. Go eat b'simcha yelechem. Labai yirom alei merach yitzcha. Abai told you, you can have a good panosa. V'yachalte v'shasisa. V'koris psuka meched v'dolibcha. And you're going to have a lot to eat, and you read these psukim with happiness. Meched v'dolibcha, you feel very good. The Rav Amalei, to Rav, he told him, Tosad ischa, fakert, you'll have a pseida, you're going to lose out in your business. Tafachtav leyachalta, you're going to shecht an animal, you're not going to be able to eat it. Vishasisa, and you'll drink vakarisa, lefchuche fachtacha. The reason why you're going to have to eat is to take away all the pach and all the pain you have. He told them, it's a bad dream. Akri, and then they dreamt another posik. Posik says, Zera Rav Taitsi Asod. This is part of the klolis. The what you're gonna Zerarav will come out and you won't eat it, the Sefer says. Is Labayu Omalem Eresha. If I told him the Resha will be McQueen by you, you'll have a lot of tour. La Rav Omalem is safe for the clothes that the Goyim will come and eat it up. Akra, next pasuk was Zaysim Yilucho B'chol Gvulcho. That's the beginning. And right to the clothes is the Goyim will take it away. Is Labayu Omalem Eresha. You'll have a lot of Zaysim in your Gvul. La Rav Omalem is safe for that the clothes, they'll take it away from you. Ask because Rav didn't pay him any money. We'll soon see what happens to Behedi though at the end. Akri in the post, another post that we had, the post that says, V'rol kolei amoritz. Labai yirom alei, nofel lecho shmo, your name is going to go out to become famous, deresh mesif tehevish. You're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. That's the pshat, V'rol kolei amoritz. Everybody will see that you're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. And emos cho nofal to biyama, everybody's going to have ema. They'll respect you. L'rovu amalei t'rovi told him, V'dayna demalki itbar. You should know that somebody's going to break into the king's things. Or mitzvah saw the ganvi, and they're going to chop you to be the ganv. If someone's going to steal from the melech, and the balila, they're going to come and chop you, you're going to be the ganv. The dine at kuli yalman, everybody's going to be very afraid now. Kal v'chodim minoch, they're going to be afraid of you. They see now that the goyim are making alilas, they're taking yidden and making them into ganovim. So they took rava, so they're afraid they'll take anybody. If the maestro was the mocha the next day, itbar b'dine the malka. In the king's place, there was a robbery. The also Vatasha La Rava came out, they looked for the Ganev, who they find, they found Rava. His Balilus, they came out to find it was Rava. Joshua Badani Damalka, Oitzer, he says the treasury. Shetashite Hamelok Shom, is Yeshavar Ayide Ganovim. Ganovim are going to break in and steal the jewelry. The Yalino Alecho Loime Shata Ganavtim. And they're going to make a bulbul, they're going to say, you know the Ganev was the Rava, he was the Ganev. So Kal v'chayim minoch strashi im rova nechshad imaduch the goyim v'chayshid rova tzadik like rova koshen sheyachashdenu they'll be chayshid us also the zel v'yirum imekah that's what they'll be afraid of us right amri lei they told vayta barhegia both them abayim rova chazoin chozo al puma dani we saw in our dream a chaso that's like a lettuce on the top of a barrel labayim romalei ayef asokcho kichaso. Your business is going to bloom like a lettuce. There's a lot of leaves, you'll have a good business deal today. Trashi, chasa chazeris, Roman lettuce. Ayef chasoscha, kofu berevich. You're going to have a lot of revich, a lot of gain today. Ki chazeris, like a Roman lettuce. She rechavu kfula. A lot of leaves grow out of it. Lerova, omalei morasikha. It's going to be bitter, your business. Ki chasa, like a Roman lettuce. It's bitter, it's morar. Trashi, morar isikha. Senuya lechol umar yias chereshaloch. Whatever you're going to sell is going to be bitter to people. They're not going to want to buy it. Amri led, he said, over Chazoin, we saw another dream. Bishra, we saw meat. Al pum dan on the top of the opening of the barrel. Labayi ramalei, bosis chamrecha. Your wine is going to be very sweet. the Yasa Kulayamul and Mizvan Bisso the Hamrinoch. Everybody's going to come and buy your wine, and it'll be so sweet, they're going to have to eat meat with it, they'll buy meat from you also. The Rav Ramalei, Takiv Hamorcha, your wine's going to come spoiled, become sour. The Yasa Kulayamul and Mizvan Bisso the Mechobain. Everybody's going to taste your wine, they're going to have to eat meat after it to take away the bad taste of the wine. Amrulei Chazoin, we saw in a dream, Chavita, a barrel, the Tolib Batikula, that was hanging in the deckle in the palm tree. Is Your esek, your panosa, your business is going to grow like a deckel. Rashi, Chavit Rashiheim Hoyim Shtakrim Biyain, Yetoli Yasicha, Mosik, will be very sweet. Hey, Madli Yasicha Kedikla. The Rav Ramalei Chol Yasicha Katamri, that will be like a date. It won't be so good. It'll be so sweet, like it'll be very cheap. You won't make too much. We saw a pomegranate that was katchi, overripe, dried out like on the top of the barrel. That you'll have business like a pomegranate. Will be very good. You'll sell at a very high price. No, your business will be like this dried out pomegranate that's not worth too much. We saw a chavita barrel that fell into the beer, into the bore, into the pit. Everybody's going to come running after to buy your products. Whatever you're isik in, people are going to want to buy it. People are going to run after buy whatever you're selling. Kidiyom, like people say, nofa pita bebiro. The bread fell in the bor. And we can't find it. We've been looking for it. Lerova, but to Rova, by head you told him, omalei, post to the sikha. You're going to have a psaid, you're going to lose out in your panosa. Vishad yale lebiro, they're going to throw you, or throw a panosa in the bor. It's not going to be worth too much. Amrilei, they told the Nachamol, Chazinon Bar Chamra, we saw a Bar Chamra, the Koya Istan, Venoya. We saw a type of a Chamora donkey that was standing on Istan, some type of a stage. Venoya, he was screaming. Laba Yeromalei, Malka Hevis, you're going to be like a Melech, Trashi Rosh Yeshiva, Haderish Roshes, Vamaturgim Oymedallah, Viamoyro, Liashmiya, Bokil Ram the Rabbin, the Kil Chamor Hanoya. And you're going to be like a Melech, like a Rosh Yeshiva, saying all with Roshes. And you're going to have an interpreter have to say it out loud like a chamorah screaming. The koi amoy v'loch, there'll be an interpreter for you and saying it loud like a chamorah. L'rov v'amalei, petah chamor goyet mitfilcha. You should know from your tefillin, you're missing the word petah chamor, your tefillin apostle. That's what you dream. Amalei, Rav told him, name, the chosla, I just looked at my tefillin. The Eastern, I have these words. I have the word petah chamor is in my tefillin. How can you say I'm missing it? Omalei vov the petach hamor vade goyin. You know, petach hamor the vov was taken out of it. So Rashi's mitfilin. So Rashi's mazbat. That's the way it's supposed to be. But Rav the Sofer first wrote his tefillin petach with the vov, and then he took it out. So that was erased, like it wasn't a mahuder. So that was the taina. Rashi vov the petach hamor goyin mitfilchor. The pashas voyek yaviachor. The chol petach hamor kipodel. The ser vuchosa vov. Over tefillin, Sharova Kosvu Hakosiv Moli. First, he wrote it with the vav. V'yachakach Mokoi. V'ainu Goyet Mochet. Goyet means it was erased. L'soif Ozo Rova L'chud. At the end, Rov himself went to Behedja. Legabei. Omale, he told Behedja. Chazoi I saw. Dishoda Braisa. Dinofo. Rashi, Dishoda Braisa. Delos Chitzen Shabayas. As my outside door caved in, fell in. Omalei ishtu choshchiva, your wife is going to die. Omalei chazi, I saw kochi vishini dinasui, I saw my teeth falling out. Omalei bincho vintibitecho shir shachvan, your son and daughters are going to die. Trashi kochi shinayim apnimis, my inside teeth. Omalei chazoi tartin yoini, I saw two pigeons, the porchin that are flying. Omalei trei noshi migoshecha. You should know, you're going to be megarish your two wives. Omalei, chazoi trei galdino delifta, two type of lifters, what the lefters is the turnips, the heads of the turnips. Omalei, train kulfi beloyis ozel. You're going to get two blows in your mouth. You're going to be punched twice. Ozel rova. Rova's going to get two punches. What was the maisa? Who yayma? Next day it happened. The Yosef bei Medrash. Rav was sitting in the base of Medrash. Kulu yayma the whole day. Ashka chanu tre. He saw two tamidim. Sagin hura. Two blind people. They become an anse badodi. Bahadi adodi. They're both fighting together. Could be they're learning together, but they're fighting. Ozo rova. But for kinu. Rava went to Mefara to answer the kashas, like to break up the fight. What are you fighting about? Let me hear. I'll answer the questions. O machuya la rova. Tre doli. And they hit him twice. They gave him two blows in the mouth. Is Dolin Lemachuya Achriti? They want to give him a third blow yet, another punch. Omar Rava said, no, Mistaya, enough. Train Chazoy, I only saw my dream, I'm going to get two. More than that, no. Is Lesoif at the end, Osir Rava Vyoyla Yagra? Oh, finally, Baruch Hashem. The end, Rava came and gave Bahadja some money, paid him off. Omalei, now he told him, Chazoy, I saw Ashisa the Nofal, I saw a wall fall in. Omalei, Nechosim Balei Mitzarim Kunis. The property you just bought today is going to be such good property. It's going to have no boundaries. It's going to go weiter and weiter. It's going to have good property. Omalei chazoya panda dabai denofo. I saw a biased palace that fell down in my dream. Uchsuya avko, and dust was covering it up. Omalei abaye shochi, which no abaye is going to die soon. Omesifte asil gaboch, and the shiva is going to come to you, and you're going to be the Rosh Shiva. Omalei vaita ba arove told Bahedja, Chazoy, I saw a panda the deedin awful. I saw my own palace falling down. Vyosu kuliyal mashaka levinte levinte. And I saw everybody coming and taking bricks. Everybody was taking bricks from my house. Omalei, shumaitsecho mivadron bialmo. Whatever you say you learn is going to be spread out throughout the whole world that people are going to like what you learned. Omalei, chazoy di avko resha. I saw that my head cracked open, split in half. Vinosa mukri. And my brains fell out. That's what Robert dreamt. Omalei, he told him, Udrim if I saw you enough, like the feathers came out of the pillow, that's all. All right, turn over. I said hello. Omalei, I said back to him, Akrim halola mitzvah b'chaloma. I dreamt and I said hello in the middle of my dreams. Rashi says it means the hello that we say by Pesach. So he answered him back and said, Omalei, nisa mitzvah lecho. The regular howl in your dream. Omalei nisa mitzrach shilucho. You should know nisa might going to happen to you. That's what Behedya told Rava. Heavy kozo bahade biyarva. The mice was they were both traveling together in a ship. Behedya and Rava. Omar. So Behedya said bahade gavro the mitzrach shle nisa lomalei bahade. Why should I go in the same ship to this person like Rava that a nest is going to happen to Rava? He was afraid that maybe the nest will happen now. That means this ship is going to start to drown, and just Rav will be safe. He'll be killed. So he didn't want to travel with Rav. The Kosolik, so the Hadi, the Kosolik, when he was like running out of the ship, no for Sifrimine, he dropped the head, he dropped his face, he was holding it in. Ashche Rav, Rav found the safe, he looked inside it. And he saw inside the sefer b'chazer there b'ksivbei what was written inside the head of sefer kol ha'chaloymei folcha machrater. All the chaloymeis go away after the interpreter. The way he interprets like how he says it, that's what's going to come out. Omar, the Rav said, Russia. He went to the head of you now. Russia you were, but the dark kaima. All my dreams I had were totally in you. The ta'atun kuli high, and he gave me such tsar. Kula mechilu lachosh. Now all the dreams you made, you said, the mice of you all came true. I'm merchel you for. Bam mi bratad Rav Chizda. Achutz from the one that you made my wife. That was Rav Chizda's daughter. Was Rav's wife. Achutz the one you made my wife. Says she'll die. Yehi Rava. So Rava now gave her head your klola. Yehi Rava. The limser who gave her you by head should be given over. Lidei demalchusor. He should be given over to the government. Lei merachmi olein. He shouldn't have any rachmonis on you. So Bahedya said, Omar, my Evid, what can I do now? Gemiri, Yidua, the killas chochem afilu b'chinim hibo. When a chochem gives out a klolo afilu b'chinim, it means the person does not deserve the klolo, still will be mekuyim. The kol shchem zot, the Bahedya himself, and Avad the Rova, the bedina kolai, that the Rova gave me a klolo, I deserve it. I mean, it's a good Rova deserves. I deserve to be get this klolo. So what can I do? Omar Behedya said, Eikon v'igli, I'm going to go and put myself into Golas. The Omar Ma, Golas mechaperes oven. That going into Golas is a kapara for you. So he knew if some calls were going to happen to him, so get out of it, he went into Golas.
kom goli leve rumya. So he went and was goa, he lived by Roin. Ozal, he there, Yosef Atfitzcha Dereish Tuzina, the Malki, sitting someplace near the head of the head of the king's Shoima, he says inside, there is a Pirashema Hamilim, the watchman that was watching the king's silk pagodin. The Malki Reish Tuzina. Chozachalma, so this the head of the Shemer, that was watching the king's clothing, had a dream, Chozachalma. Omalei, so this dreamer, the Reish Turma, the Shema, told by Hedya, Omalei Chazi Chalmo, I saw a dream, the Yayo Machta Biesbosai, that a needle went into my hand. Omalei Havli Zuzi, Nachmal Shitosai, by Hedya said, give me money, I'll give you a good interpreter. Vloyoyev, he didn't give him, Vloyoyev Lei, Avizoy Loyom Lei Lemidi. So by Hedya didn't tell him the interpretation, he didn't tell him anything about the dream. Omalei, another mice happened, Chazoy de Nofo Tichlo, Vitatnes Boisei. I saw a worm fell into my two hands now, two fingers. Omalei Nochma had you said, Havli Zuzi, give me some money first. No, Loyoyev, he didn't give him anything. But then Omalei, he didn't tell him anything back, he didn't tell him what's going on. Omalei Chazoy, I saw de Nofo Tichlo, Fukuli Yodi. I saw that worms are falling in my whole hand. Omalei, you should know, Nofo Tichlo, Fukuli Shiroi. You should know, you dream now, we told him the dream is that there are worms creeping around all the king's begodim. As you're the shema, you're supposed to watch the king's begodim, and worms went in and eating up all the king's begodim. Shemiyah Bey Malka was told over to the Melchus what happened, the Yafiul Reish Tuzni, and the Melech saw all the begodim where worms eating it up, so they brought over the shema, the Yafiul Reish Tuzni, they brought the shema. Called Kapile, they wanted to kill him. Omalei, Ano Amai Isis Lahai. What do you bring this to me? To have the yod of Loyoma. I saw her on the Vahedya. The Shema said, what do you want from me? I didn't know what was going on. You should blame Vahedya. It was up to him. He told me at the end. The last dream, he told me what's going on. If he would have told me at the beginning, we could have saved you. And the first dream was just one worm went on one finger. That means they're just coming in. So if he would have told me then the interpretation, I could have saved you, Melech. So it's not me. Vahedya deserves the mitzvah. Omalei amtu zuzi didoch. So the Melech said, because of your lousy penny, Ephahed, you want to interpret, Chorvul Shiro.